Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morel and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morel, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shake and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Annie up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live for All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, look. Hey, we've been going through some things. Blog Talk been having issues, and we've been making these moves out here. So we know y'all missed us. We back. We here for you today, Sunday Funday. 10 toes down. So, without further ado, get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And see the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. We gonna make it do what it do, man. We gonna talk some shit and entertain y'all. Before I go any further, my dude, that dude, rap star 412, what's the word, Brody?
Yo, yeah, what's good, what's up, everybody? We back, son. We back.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yes, sir. What been going on with you, man? How you been? I feel like I ain't, like, talked to you or touched your presence in a minute. How you been? What's the word?
I've been good. Been, you know, doing some things, man, trying to get this EP popping, you know, one single down, still working on some few shit. Got engaged last month on the 22nd, so, you know, spent time
hold
with
on,
the wife.
Hold on. You said got engaged? Hold on real quick. Let's get some applause going. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
good
that's
luck.
What's up, baby.
Yeah, so, you know, doing that, you know, it's all good, you know, just working, trying to get this music popping, you know. It's crazy. What's been going on with you?
Brother, oh, my God. I have reinvented myself in a sense. Okay.
Okay.
Are y'all ready for this? Okay.
Yeah.
I have had dreads for 15 years. I cut them off and dyed my hair. I was like a totally different individual.
What you diet?
It's like a funky ass blonde. Like, I don't know how to take myself. Like, people are like I had posted it on social media because when I said I was gonna sell my dreads. You know, if you know anything about hair extensions and stuff like that, dread repair and extensions, it's big money in it, and people pay big money for that kind of stuff. Like, they don't want. It's a hell of a journey. It's a true journey to grow your hair, lock it, keep it maintained, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a true journey. And a lot of people, they don't want the rigmarole of going through that journey, and they want the length just out of the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, women, mm-hmm. or they put weaves in their hair because they tired of short hair or whatever. But I don't know, man. I thought I would cry. I thought I was going to, like, start bawling when she started cutting. Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, numb. I don't know. Like, I'm a spiritual individual. You know what I'm saying? I do believe in energy and stuff like that. And I believe that you carry that throughout your whole body. You know what I'm saying? And even down into your fingertips, the follicles of your hair, certain energy transfers. Trust me, I have done an energy transfer with somebody. Biggest mistake of my fucking life. I will never do it again. And it was real. It was real. Like, when you're in pain, they're in pain. It's almost some identical twin shit. Like, for real. That shit is real. Whether you believe it or not, mm-hmm. that shit is a real thing. So anyway, I don't know. I just went in, did it, and I said when I got for 2020, I wanted to do something different. But 2020 had been so fucked up and off, and I think the majority of it, I can't say for everybody, but I think a lot of it wasn't what we expected it to be. You know what I'm saying? You just had to make lemons out of lemonade. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just did it, and I feel, I don't know. I'm getting used to it. I walk by a mirror, and I stop. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, I think it makes me look a little younger. Like, I have to look, I look at myself all the time. Like, I think, I don't know if the shock hasn't set in, or I don't know. I feel good, though. I do feel good. I feel like it was a good decision. I mean, it's hair. I can always grow it back. Then there's that whole journey again, because I had long hair for 15 years. I've been through the trials and tribulations and ups and downs and sick, well, and highs and lows, and you know you carry carry those things with you. They travel with you, and it gets trapped in your body, and you just gotta let it out. So I guess I'm maybe throwing a tantrum, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just cut it all off. And then I died. I've never had other than maybe as a kid getting a perm, I haven't had any chemicals in my hair. So my hair was like virgin hair. So she put the stuff in there, and I was instantly a blonde. I'm like, oh, my God, my fucking hair is blonde. So in my mind, I'm like, let's see the blondes have more fun. So I will keep you guys posted on if blondes have more fun, because, I'm finna show my ass.
Word. When you dyed your hair blonde, did you feel like the real Slim Shady?
Did I feel like what?
The real Slim Shady.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you stand up?
I looked in the mirror and said, my name is... because, you know, with a lot of stylists, you know, they don't want you to look in the mirror, and it pisses me off because I want to see what you're doing. But I was scared I was going to back out, so she turned me away from the mirror, and then all of a sudden you got the thing in there. She's like, is your hair burning? I'm like, no, is it supposed to burn? Or she was like, no, but she was like, she lifted the thing, and she was like, your hair is taken to this so quickly. And I was like, is that good? Is that, like, are we cool? She's like, yeah, you know, chill out. You know, she's like, I got you. She was like, I was like, my hair is basically virgin hair. Like, I don't put any chemicals in it. I've just been, you know, a twisting product, you know, to keep the locks. But other than that, I just looked and I was like, my eyes got big. Like, you could have bought me for a penny. And I was like, oh my God, my fucking, and it's a hell of a blonde. It's blonde. Like, they're like, she was like, you should, and she was like, you should never go back. She was like, this looks great on you. She was like, don't go back. And I really like the color, but I will play with what I want to do with my hair. But I honestly looked in the mirror and said, my name is, that's the only thing I could think of at the moment. Like,
yo,
that moment was so fucking exhilarating, y'all. And if you, you know, if you have ever had, like, long hair for long, long periods of time, and then you let it go, it's like losing your kid, like, because you nurtured it and babied it and taken care of it for so long. So anyway, I mean, it was just a shot, and I don't know. I'm feeling all right, though. I'm feeling all right. I've been getting, like, I didn't tell anybody I was doing it, so people are just seeing it intermittently.
I seen what you, like, you posted it, and it had, like, your locks and everything like that. I'm like, oh, my God. STL just pulled a Tiffany Haddish on us, man. Oh,
well,
shit.
I'm not bald. I'm not bald. I could never do that, but it is cut. The dreads are gone. They're officially out. I have hair. It's tapered. And it's blonde. It's a good feeling, though.
So you kind of
look like
Monica back in the '90s. You know, the before I walk out of my life type joint. You got that style going on, do you?
I guess so. It's really funky. It's like choppy. Like that. I don't know. Like, you get up and put some mousse in your hands and just run it through your head, and it's just like this funky, you just get up and go. That's the best way I can describe it. Eventually, I am going to do a live, or I'm going to introduce it, but nobody knows. My family hasn't seen it. The only person who has seen it is me and the beautician and just people I don't know, like, walking down the street, but the people close to me have not seen it. They have not seen it, but everybody's like, are those your dreads on that table? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, no, nobody believes me.
People probably going to get used to it more than you do, because I remember when I switched up about like a year and a half ago when I had an S-curl, and I've been having waves. Like, I had waves all my life. Like, when I was a kid, I had like a ball fade from I had a ball fade. Like, actually, I had long hair when I was actually like a toddler, but my mom, she cut it off. And, you know, so I had a close cut ever since then. I started to get dreads actually when I was like 11, but I wasn't patient for it. You know, I had the awkward twisty stage and everything like that. It didn't work out for me. So I had waves all my life up until last year, and I was like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give myself an S-curl. I always wanted the Bobby Valentino look, the S-curl and the whole. I wanted that. I made myself a promise. I was like, yo, I want this look, man. I always wanted the look, but, you know, waves, you just brush them and put a do-rag on and fit it, and you're gone. Me, I got to spend an extra couple, you know, I actually got to put in some work on it. So, you know, I came into work looking like Lloyd Banks, and the next day I came out, people calling me Albie Shore. You know what I'm saying? So people probably going to get used to it more than you get used to it, because after about like a few months of you having it, all they're going to remember is a new haircut. I remember I was at work, somebody asked me, they was like, I went back to the waves, and they was like, yo, what happened to the curls? I was like, you don't remember me having the waves before the curls? They was like, nah, I always remembered the curls. So don't get used to it before you will.
Well, I am trying to get used to it. I think I look okay. I've gotten some compliments off of it. So, you know, not that that was a thing, but I just wanted to purge myself. And you can always reinvent yourself. People, remember that no matter what you go through, you can always regather yourself and, you know, gather yourself and reinvent yourself. I guess that's kind of what I'm doing. So, with that being said, we're going to get this thing popping. And we're going to do these dollhouse announcements and come back and get into that, where they do that at. So let's do this. Royalty. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 7 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, hey, you just now tuning in. You are here live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. So, Mr. 412.
Yeah. All right. So, this is a little crazy. I heard of this, but I never heard. I don't know anybody who is actually doing it. But well, there's a thing going on. It's called LAT. LAT. And the acronym stands for Living Apart Together. For those who don't know what this is for couples, married couples, people who actually went and got marriage license and got the ring and had the whole wedding and had the drunk uncles at the reception type shit, you know, and holy matrimony. They are legally bonded. These people have made a choice to live their married life in separate households. And now we're not talking about, you know, people who, who are divorced and they already got something, or they're in the middle of something drastic. Oh, no. These are actually people who are actually in committed relationships, quote-unquote in committed relationships, acquitted marriage, but they have separate housing. Now, this might be conventional. It's 2020. Nothing's really conventional anymore. We always are trying to dive deeper into exploring somebody's path in different ways, not traditional, non-traditional, different ideas. But I don't understand, you know, this I do, but I don't. I guess if it works for the couple, it works. But in all reality, in a marriage where two people are legally binded, how is it possible to still have a successful and meaningful marriage when both of y'all are actually living in two separate things? Does it have I guess it would matter if there was kids involved. If there was kids involved, you know, are y'all living in separate places? If y'all are just newlyweds trying to find your way, trying to find a niche and everything like that, that y'all have separate houses. STO, what do you think about this?
Okay. This is my view of that, because I tell you, I was in what I felt like was a serious relationship at that moment. And a lot of things when it came to the household side of it, you can call me a basic bitch if you want to, because trust me, it doesn't offend me. But it doesn't take a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think certain things don't have to be so extra. And I think we would bump heads about that because I'm like, I guess I didn't get excited about certain things like decorations and stuff. To me, everything, I'm very OCD. Everything has a place. I don't like a lot of mess. I don't like a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just everything has a place. I don't like a lot of things. It doesn't take a lot to make a house a home to me. So I guess we kind of clashed on that. So if we were to continue the relationship and got to the point where we actually stayed together, I don't think we could stay together. I think it would have been better if we had separate dwellings. Like, little shit irks the fuck out of me. Like, if you go, I was raised like this. If you go in the room and you go in there and you cut the light on, what the fuck do you do when you leave the room? You cut the fucking
light
on.
You turn the light on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, little shit like that, like it's a pet peeve for me. So then, like, it's a back and forth about, well, why do I know every fucking room you went in because you want to be, I pay an electric bill. Cut the fucking light off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you come, where you come from and you on that side of it, you know, because in the low income shit, they, all your shit is included in the rent. It ain't like that in this bitch. I pay all them shits. Water, sewer, trash, every fucking thing. We pay for utilities around this bitch, but I need you to respect that. You know what I'm saying? So to get into an argument because I'm asking you to do something as simple as cut the lights off is so, like, why? Why? Like, why are we having this moment? You know what I'm saying? And some people, they make good music together. They have good chemistry. But when it comes to being in that bubble, like, all the time, that can be a deal breaker, especially when you have, or you have, you know, certain, you know, feelings about certain things. It can be a deal breaker because it was like with me in that situation, it was like, why are we arguing about this? This is so fucking stupid. It's petty. Like, what are we even having this conversation for? I don't get it. Cut the motherfucking light off. Like, little shit. Like, how? I don't know. Anyway, it's neither here nor there, but we tried staying together, but there was always something trivial that I was somehow vilified because I was speaking my mind on how I felt about things, that how the house was taken care of and run. You know, like, stupid shit. Like, why, I was asked, why don't you have a coffee table? I don't want a coffee table. I get up in the middle of the night. I don't want to fall over that motherfucker. I'm fine with that. I'm like, little shit like that. Like, you know, and it's okay for you to have your opinion, but I can't have mine. That doesn't make sense to me. So sometimes you can do in your shit what you want to do with your shit, and I'll do in my shit what I want to do with my shit. That doesn't mean we can't be together. We just don't need to dwell together. You pay your bills, and if you want to leave every motherfucking light on in that bitch like it's the Staples Center, you can. That's your prerogative. But don't get mad at me because I'm like, could you cut off the lights? A bitch pay bill. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Ms. Dip. I don't know. But we live in motherfucking full effect here. But if you've ever heard her say she is a light type of motherfucker, that she have lights on from one end of her house, serious lightage. Like, I can only imagine what her light bill looks like. Like, that would drive me insane. Like, oh my goodness. And, you know, like I said, it just depends on the person, you know, how you like your environment. I like Some people like to sit there in the dark. Me, I bust in the motherfucking room like, hey, open the windows. It's beautiful outside. Let's get some light in this bitch. Natural light. Let's get some sun. Get some vitamin D. Like, what's up? You sitting in here like you're mourning. What the fuck? Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, I don't really know what to, you know, it is what it is. You can't control other people and how they do their thing. And sometimes in certain cases, it just might be for the betterment of the and the longevity of the relationship. I guess if you trust that person, you're trusting that. Because when you initially start a relationship or whatever, unless nobody just jumps into marriage unless you're fucking 90-day fiancé on some 90-day fiancé bullshit. So you're going to live together to learn each other. You're going to smash to see if you like the sex. And then you get into the, okay, well, babe, let's make a union of our living spaces. So let's try that and see how that goes, because that's how you get to know a person better, know them more intimately, know their tics, their ups, their downs, their triggers and shit like that. So, I mean, it's not for living together is not for everybody, just like marriage isn't for everybody. Some people are going to be fucking single forever. They're not going to, they done got into it. They done tried to do their thing and it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Some people get married 2, 3. I know a motherfucker that's on their 4th fucking marriage. Bitch, how many times you going to go in before you think you found this Prince Charming? Niecy Nash, married twice, and all of a sudden, she's a lesbian. So, I'm saying, man, it just, you know, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't see it as being a deal breaker. Like, that's just my opinion. You feel like yourself, you couldn't see yourself doing something like that?
Me personally, I just couldn't, you know. If it was just a regular relationship like boyfriend and girlfriend, I wouldn't have a problem, you know, living at, you know, separate quarters, you know. I have mine, you have yours. You know, maybe we'll get together and you'll spend some nights here, I'll spend some nights there. We got stuff at each other's house, you know. But me, I'm pretty much the conventional way, you know. I'm not going to sit here and get married and starting wanting to have a family, but we live in separate locations. It's like we starting off backwards, like we working on, we on divorce trying to get back into marriage, you know. Because just certain situations, you know, now everything is for everybody. I do know people who are in marriages who live together but don't actually do any of what a husband and wife is supposed to be. So, you know, everything's not, you know, meant to be the same. But for me, I just couldn't do it because there's certain things that in a relationship you would do that you wouldn't be able to do if your significant other life lived. Like the fact that when you come home from work and everything like that, and you have dinner waiting for you, you have dinner, you know, being prepared, and, you know, you can't do that when you come home, you're waiting on takeout, or you got to spend extra time on yourself cooking after a long day's work. You know, what about conversation when you come home? I mean, of course, you can hop on the phone and text and everything like that, but an actual conversation with that person standing right in front of you, telling you about your day, watching TV, watching different things, interacting with each other, you know, doing recreational stuff, you know, even some of the, you know, things that, you know, you go shopping and buy things for the house, or, hey, I found this, this might be good, you know, certain little things like that, the little stuff that you'll miss an actual relationship. Now, what if you're just that type of person where you're just an introvert? You don't really like people. You don't even like the person that you're dating. You just want to have sex and just be like, go on a merry way. I'll text you in a minute. You know, I mean, if that's how you are, then that other person has to kind of be the same way, or it's not going to work. You know, I think what it is people always say opposites attract, but they don't really last or stay long. So you have to have some type of common ground or some type of thing to where you sit there and say, okay, I'm this way. Is your personality like this? Me, I'm a science person. So I always think about certain things, that how science and biology and everything like that coexist with everyday life. I believe that, you know, you have certain chemicals that make up an atom. You have atoms that are made up of different protons, electrons, and the neutrons. I also think that, you know, when you talk about chemistry, I feel like certain people's atomic number that gives off protons and the number of protons, electrons, and neutrons, if you have the same number of protons and that I do, then we can bond, and that's called a covalent bond. We learned that in chemistry. So if I feel like this person, me and their personality match, we have probably the same number of protons. If I don't like them or they don't like me or we have a problem, then that means our numbers are a little off and we probably can't become a covalent bond. So I'm all about, you know, chemistry. I'm all about certain things to do that in the vibe. Me personally, I couldn't be in a marriage and that person live in the next community. That's how shit starts, infidelity, because as now, you can live with somebody who's at home and bring a motherfucker into the house. But when you are in two different situations, it's just weird. It's just, especially if you have children involved. If you have children involved, I don't think it's actually would be good for a person to be still legally married and live in separate houses. Not talking about if y'all have issues and y'all just say.
I think that would switch it up, though, for me, when the kids get involved, because I don't think they would understand it.
They wouldn't. At first they wouldn't, but kids are very smart, and they would understand that, you know, sometimes, especially when they go and they venture out and they see other people go to a friend's house and they see other, like, how they live. You know, kids are very observant. They can observe everything that goes on in their house, and then they can go down the street to a friend's house and see how they live. You know, there was times where, you know, people, you'll have kids who comes from a mother and a father, and they have a friend that might only have a single parent in the house, or they only have, you know, two mommies or two daddies or something like that. Sometimes even today they even got three parents and shit like that. There might be a kid who grew up with their own grandparents or their siblings. You know, each household is different. I mean, so no matter what's going on, a child will always try to compare their home life to other home life. So eventually they wouldn't get it. They would think it's just as normal because that's what they see on a daily basis. Until they go outside and actually start venturing out and saying, hey, my homie's parents, they don't, you know, they live in the same house. My dad, he live on the north side. My mom live on the east side, you know, so this is, you know, kind of crazy. Then that's when they start asking questions, and then you have to explain a whole bunch of shit that you didn't really want to in the first place. So they alleviate that. Both of y'all get a fucking place and keep it today. You know what I'm saying? For the kids. Do it for the kids.
Okay. I can dig that. That's what's up. I mean, but like I said, you know, to each his own. Whatever works, do what works for you. And I'm with Rapstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, take into consideration about the babies. That's the most important thing, regardless of what the parents want past that. It's all about the babies, because, you know, they didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would change my perspective on a lot once you get to talking about involving the kids. That gives a different dynamic.
That kind of lifestyle is like only for people who are kind of self absorbed or something like that. You know, because when we're dealing with we have that stage to where when your boyfriend and girlfriend, you're on a dating stage and y'all just getting to know each other, y'all got your own places and everything. And there's a certain routine that you have. There's a certain way that you feel, you know. Just like you said, you know, there's some motherfuckers that like to sleep. They like to stay up in the dark and be in the four corners in the dark and everything like that.
Right.
You know, when you get into a relationship, a lot of people don't understand that you can still maintain your identity, but when you actually make that transition to actually become a union, that's what it means. It means a union. Like, you can't, like, it's weird hearing, like, I don't understand how some women would be like, I'm an independent woman, but I'm married. You can be an independent woman and being married, because the independent, the person who's independent only solely cares or solely thinks about their best interest at for themselves, you know. And when you're in a relationship, the things that you might think is okay and the thing is best and everything like that, you got to actually also look at your significant other and, you know, see, well, even though I might think this is okay, what do this person might think, you know, or people that be like, well, I make my own money, they make their own money, but at the same time, y'all come in the same house, so your money and his money, or your money or her money, it's all going, yeah, it's all y'all money, it's going to the house, you know. So it's like people have that independent thought. They still want to hold on to that independent thought. I guess it's because they want to hold on to their identity still as a couple, which is fine. But at the same time, you could still maintain your identity and become a partnership. You know what I'm saying? So I think people are just too scared to let go, thinking that they're going to lose their identity or lose who they are in the process. You know, and that's understandable, but there's a balance to everything.
For sure, for sure. Look, hey, that's what's up. I can dig that. Hey, do your thing, whatever make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Just at the end of the day, if you got kids that are involved, make sure it's always top priority, best interest of the kids, and you know, whatever makes you, do your thing. No pressure. We gonna go ahead and get off into a break, and we gonna come back because we still gotta talk about money, and we still will probably get in a little bit of talk about a little bit of whole life. I said it. I said what I said. So real quick, we're going to get off into this break, baby, and then we'll be right back with the hot seat. Let's go out with some French Montana Future. Like I said, no pressure.
Chopper, chopper, Blaine, he a copper too. Ain't going to say no names, he a robber too. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure.
You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure.
motherfucking pressure. Hey, if you just now tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. You hear something, you want to say something, press the 1. We got you. Okay. So let's talk about money. Okay. Who doesn't want to talk about money? This is an older subject, but it keeps resurfacing because they won't let it die. I want to know, and if anybody wants to chime in, feel free. The whole Dr. Dre and him getting a divorce from his wife, Nicole Young, is this just being greedy? With him having a net worth of like $1 billion, she wants half of his net worth. On top of that, $2 million in spousal support. Now, we don't have to worry about the kids because the kids are grown, so they have nothing to do with them. But there, with allegedly, there was no prenup. Then they came back and said there was a prenup, but he ripped it up in front of her. And then there was no prenup, which that's stupid because all you got to do is have a copy. You still have a binding document. It doesn't matter. You signed it, and you're still under the contingencies of said contract. He could have ripped up a blank piece of paper for all the fuck she knew if there was one. But my question to you, Mr. 412, is what do you think about these, like these, okay, not just the Dr. Dre thing, even with Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan is all, they have also filed for a divorce, and they've only been married for, I believe, a few years. There's a age difference. Tracy Morgan and his wife, he's 51, she's 33. They've been married for 5 years. She wants, now everybody knows Tracy Morgan was in that accident with that Walmart truck and they were at fault. He got like a $90 million settlement from that. So she wants half of that and still wants support. Are these motherfuckers just being greedy? Do you really feel like if you're not putting in the work, like she might have helped Tracy Morgan get better, but of course he had nurses, he went through rehab, all kinds of stuff like that. Do you think these numbers are out of control? Do you think this is fair for a woman to say, I want like $2 million a month, I want half of every your empire that you built since what, NWA? Tracy Morgan got Martin money. Come on. Then when he was Hustle Man, he got Hustle Man money. He still has a primetime show, Last OG. He's still getting residuals for Martin. And he never has to go on a stage again ever again in life. He has made more money than you could spend in 10 lifetimes, in his current lifetime. Do you think these women are entitled to that because they had a child with this person or because they stayed with them X amount of years? What's your opinion about that? Hello?
First of all, my fault, I had the phone on mute. First of all, I would have to look at the guy and say, you know, you married this motherfucker. And you already knew, I don't know what was the attraction to him. Maybe they seen something, maybe they didn't. 9 times out of 10, when these women ask for these astronomical numbers in settlements, it's not the fact that they need it, it's the fact that they can get it. They can't get it. They might not need it, but it's the fact that whatever happened, it's like yesterday, me and wifey, we're watching Desperate Housewives again. And we're at the, you know, point where the two Mexican couple, Gabrielle and Carlos Solis, they are in the middle of a bitter divorce. Now, their relationship, I think they only been married for 5 years. They have no kids together. They first started out, you know, she was like a East Coast model. He's a business guy, got involved in some very fucked up individual business that landed him in prison. He had to go and take a plea and this, that, and the third. He got out of prison. their assets is almost gone. She, while he's in prison, she's cheating on him with the gardener, the young gardener. He gets out. She tells him they want to have a baby together. All of a sudden, they find out that she can't have a baby because she had a miscarriage, so now they have a surrogate. They have a surrogate with their nanny, or not their nanny, but their housekeeper. All of this is going on, and he has an affair with the housekeeper. Now she wants to have a divorce and tries to take half of everything. This is more of a vindictive move, not the fact that they need it, but the fact that they want to hurt the person as much as possible. Whatever things that they have endured within that marriage, they feel like taking amount of money that they can take that they can is going to even the playing field as far as emotions goes. These are all emotions that we're dealing with. We're not dealing with anything. We're not really. Yeah, it's just emotions. Not like if you quote unquote want to have, if you quote unquote had that bad of a relationship and you just want to get out. Of course you want to get whatever you can get to actually, you know, survive, especially if 9 times out of 10 it's also the woman's fault for not actually having a hobby as well, because the man is the breadwinner in that relationship, or even if it's vice versa, if the woman's in the breadwinner in the relationship and the man's sitting around, you know, not saying that they're sitting around, but they're reaping the benefits, you know. They probably, somebody like that, she's probably not, you know, cleaning the house. They got cleaning services, you know, for that, you know. So she's, it's not like she's actually doing the domestic work. They got people for that. But, you know, as far as, you know, there's people who might feel like they might be entitled because they helped build the business. I could see if she was with Dre since NWA days, even back when the World Class Wrecking Crew. If that was the case, then I would say, okay, maybe you need that much because you're the one that helped him get to where he's at. But if you're just coming into the relationship, or that person was already who they was before y'all even got married, and then y'all have a prenup, or y'all don't have a prenup, or y'all get divorced, and now all of a sudden you want to take over more than half the earnings. That's all bitterness and feelings right there. And people got to get their feelings in check, because then, to be honest with you, what that make you look like? Because you're asking for this amount of money. Yeah, like you, like not saying that you would go, and you might not be a gold digger. You might not just happen to be with this man just because he got money. You might actually care for this guy, and something fucked up happened, and because of your feelings, because you feel like you've been betrayed, or for some reason you feel that this person has wronged you, that the only thing that you can do is get this person for every dime that they have. I can see where the emotions would go, but at the same time, it's like, come on, you got to understand that $2 million a month, if it's all like that, I mean, what do you need with $2 million a month unless you're going to actually do something with it?
Oh, but that's just the spousal support. She wants half of his net worth plus $2 million a month in spousal support.
Yeah, and but that's, I'm even saying, even that's too much, $2 million a month. And then on top of that, I mean, all of this, we gotta actually think about this. They've probably been having problems for a while now. It just haven't, you know, really surfaced. So all of this, I mean, it's not a coincidence that once Dre hit a billion, one of the first hip-hop artists to actually reach a billion, and now all of a sudden he's in a situation where his soon-to-be ex-wife is going to threaten that. I mean, it just seems like it's no coincidence. You know, they've probably been having, you know, problems like this, and this woman probably has been plotting for a long time to see how she can get, you know, hands on his money. We never know. These are people who live, you know, even though we see them on TMZ and everything like that, of course the media don't tell us 100% of the truth, especially being that all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're having problems. You know, and now she's, you know, suing him for X amount of money, and half is this and half is that. All I can do is chop that up and say, this is a bitter woman. You know,
oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with, oh, well, I helped him make this or that, or it's my business too. I seen this from the ground zero up, and this is all about being petty and trying to hurt this individual
that's
as much as you can. Because what do they say? When something happens like that, the best thing that people say, they say, you hit them where it hurts. You hit them in the pockets.
In pockets.
You know what I'm saying?
Next.
You could beat somebody. You could beat somebody to fuck up and everything like that. But after that, they heal. They be all right. But if you actually take a person's assets and livelihood and take away the money that they need to do to eat and carry on a legacy, that hurts more. You take away their finances, that hurts a lot more. So, you know, all this is just, I'm mad right now. I've been mad for a while, and I need something to alleviate and make me feel like I feel better. So I am going to go after your money and take half of everything that you own. That right there would, I guess that's the next hustle. It just doesn't make sense to me. I guess that's the rich, that's rich people problem. We don't really deal with to that in real time America. We don't really deal with that.
But you know what, though? It's crazy because, to an extent, we kind of do. Just maybe not as in such a large extreme. I actually had a friend who had her own house. And she ended up getting married to a gentleman. And even though she, per se, owned the home and was the possessor of the home prior, when they got married, it became community. So then when it started to get, you know, in turbulent waters and they were, you know, trying to split up and talking about divorce, this woman who had this house before she was even dealing with this dude found herself fighting for her own shit. I didn't even know that that's how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what? I'd try to run him over with a truck or something. Like, you think you finna get this and I worked this hard for all of this? And you finna try to take it? And I had it before. It was already mine before we were married. So what I say this as to say, people, you know, I'm not a bitter bitch. Not against, you know, love and getting out here and doing your thing. But my thing is, watch how you move and know who you're moving with. Make sure that person is genuine. And even this is my thing. I ain't trying to be funny. Even if you feel like you don't really have a motherfucking thing, make people sign a prenup. Even if it's like me, I don't have a lot, but I got enough. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if something happened to me, or, you know, if I got married and then got divorced, I'm not finna fight for my cars. I paid for them. That's my shit. I'm not finna be like my friend and be fighting for my home. Come on, my home? Something I had of my possession before I even fucking started messing with you. And then when shit hit the fan, I gotta fight for my shit? Are you serious?
Right.
Like, this is how it works.
And those are the people when you got to fight with. Those are the people who you, like I said, their feelings, they got to check their feelings, because when you're in your feelings, you can do some irrational shit. You know, most people, when they're in a relationship or they're in a marriage and they're getting a divorce, the first thing they want to do is just get away from that person as much as possible. That's why when I see these people who go through these proceedings and everything like that, I'll be like, you still care for the person. Because you're not going to try to go over and above to try to hurt this person if you didn't care about this person. If you didn't care for this person anymore, or you just say you done, you would just say, hey, I go my way, you go yours. You can have whatever you want that's yours that you know that you paid for. And I'll keep the things that I paid for that I know that I paid for. Y'all both won't have to lose anything. Neither of them, neither party would be homeless or anything like that. I'm sure there's money that's generated from the both of them, but that's what people don't really understand. Marriage is a business. And a lot of these people take businesses. A lot of these people don't know businesses or don't know anything about business or a simple contract, and they just do whatever. There's a breach of contract. People breach contracts all the time and not really understanding if you breach this contract, there will be consequences.
Thanks.
But the whole goal of it is not to breach the contract and actually have a lucrative business. Marriage could be very, very lucrative, but people
absolutely
don't really see marriage as a business, or because people ain't business-minded, so they don't really know. You know, they just think, oh, I put this ring on this person, I lay up with them all the time, come home, go to work, this, that, and the third, and that is what it is. It's way more than that. Way more than
that.
And it's usually people who... Yeah, I mean, it's usually people who, it's, and not saying all of them, but it's usually people who haven't really been around a lot of married people who have these mentalities. Because when you come from a long line of people who are being married, you know, some of those traits are passed down to each generation. So you expect, you know, different things and everything like that. Like people will say, well, in the old generations, people last a lot longer because they put up with each other's shit a lot longer. And I'm not going to do it in today's time. I'm like, well, you got a point, a certain point. But at the same time, people understand back at that time that there was the bigger family. I mean, there was a bigger picture than just y'all two. You know, if you had about six kids and something was going on between you and your wife, you know, you couldn't just, well, the woman anyway, couldn't just walk up and go out and everything like that. Man, they was... scarve it and left and everything like that. But there's a lot of parents or a lot of families who actually stuck it out. They might not be happy like they used to, but everything that they did, fiber being, they did for the children. And eventually they got past or whatever they passed. Nobody wants to put in the time and the work. It's this microwave generation. They don't want a home cooked meal. They just want to have you pop it in the microwave and try to fix it, not understanding you can have that same cuisine that was in the microwave, tastes all right, but you put that same cuisine in the oven, let it marinate a lot better, it's going to taste a lot better. These motherfuckers don't really understand that a cuisine, that same cuisine that they put in the microwave, tastes a lot better in the oven because nobody showed them how to cook in an oven. Pun intended.
They
want
the easy way out, which is just to pop it in the microwave.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They want the easy... They want the easy way out. They don't want to sit and work at it and work at a relationship. They don't want to sit there and say, you know what, we have problems. The best thing I'm going to do is just walk away and I'm just going to divorce and I'm just going to hop on the next nigga. You know, people ain't really thinking like that. You know, it's, like I said, it's the microwave generation.
Ladies, understand that those rings are contractual. I've seen people pull this. You can't put the ring on your finger and you say, I don't want to do this, and then expect to keep the ring, because that is a contract.
Good.
It's a contract that says this union will happen. So don't think because you done changed your mind or because you mad that day that you could walk away with this man's 3-carat ring that he done put on your finger and you finna take it to the pawn shop because your ass can't get sued. So with that being said, I'm gonna need you guys to know better. You know, they always say if you knew better, you'll do better. I'm gonna need you to know some of these things before you get into this, because I don't have a lot, but if I sign something today or tomorrow, you can leave with what the fuck you came in with, and I'm leaving with what the fuck I came in with. And I'm going to chunk the deuces up on your bitch ass. My mom always told me, never invest any more into a relationship than you can afford to lose. So all the shit that you did along the way, the whining, the dining, the getting to know, and the outfits and shit like that, you can chunk that up. That's pish posh. But when it comes to the dough right me, cover your nut. That's it. Words to live by. Rapstar 412, thanks for breaking bread with me on this line. Tell them how to get at you, baby.
Hey, yo, you can check me out on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez Part 2. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar 412. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rapstar 412 as well. Hit me up on my SoundCloud. That's Rapstar, R-A-P-S-T-A-R-R. Also, I have two Facebook fan bases. One is Rapstar, R-A-P-S-T-A-R-R, and the other one is Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Still working on the 90s joints. My team wants me to push it back so I can give y'all about six more songs. So be ready, because
when I come out with this shit, I'm fucking up the industry with this.
Yeah, I'm cooking the stew, you know. It's crazy.
You put it in the oven, not the microwave.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. It ain't gonna be in the microwave. It's gonna be in the oven. So when I give it to y'all, serve it to y'all, y'all gonna have a home cooked meal. You know what I'm saying? So please be patient.
We appreciate y'all tuning in, man. We'll be here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Mr. Tanner, I see you. We appreciate you for, you know what I'm saying, chiming in. You're always in the building. We appreciate you for that. And we see y'all next week. Let's go and get up out of here. Doja Cat, boss bitch.
Yeah. I ain't trying to. Yeah, ain't tryna be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes. I'm clumsy, made friends with the floor. Two for one, you know a bitch by four. And two left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop. And the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club tryna play for Barbie. I don't wanna go with the flow back then until I touch my toes. I don't wanna roll the boat. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I float. Big up yourself cause you know they don't.
I'm talking about Delta, Dollhouse Radio. We out.